This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Pektas, Vav Mishneh Dalet, Kolat Tluyim, all hooks, we've had this term before, the little loops that are at the end of a kli to hang them on a hook or hang them up on a nail, they're all Tmeim because they're part of the kli. So they're, even though they don't have a shimush by themselves, they have a shimush agav the kli. So they're Tomei Otu the kli, Chutz Mitloy, Nofu, Kvora, Shobalabayas. Sieves and sifters that were used standard by people, those, the lul, the tolui, that's at the end of it, could be removed. It could be removed, it's not really part of it. It's just something you stick on. Something you stick on, so you have to look at it as independent. Independently, that's not a kli. So mela, it's not mekabeltum. Divrei Rav Meir, v'chom maimrim, kulon toherim, all tluyim are not mekabeltum. They don't have a shame of a kli. The Mishnah is going to list off exceptions to the rule of kulon toherim, but first let's explain the etzem achloikis. We had in Perek Yud Beis a klal, kol ha-mechubal l'tomei tomei. Whatever serves as part of a mechubal l'tomei is considered part with. So what's the pshat in the chacham that hold kulon toherim? And the answer is that they limit the klal of kol ha-mechubal l'tomei tomei as something that serves on some level as part of the hishtamshus of the kli. If you have, l'moshel, a screwdriver and it has a hook at the edge, the hook is not used as part of the servicing of the screwdriver, of course. You're finished with the screwdriver. Adrab, when you're not using it, you have to put it on the wall. A convenient way to do it is to hang it by a hook in the back of your kitchen door. But that's a part of the hishtamshus of the kli. No. So that we don't say kol mechubal l'tomei. It's not mechubal to the usage of the tomei. And Rameya Kanira argues, Rameya holds, that anything that you could see as part of the kli, because it has a hishtamshus, goes under the heading of part of the kli. The mechubal l'tomei means it's mechubal to the kli of the tomei. Not it's mechubal to the hishtamshus that makes the kli into a kli. Very lumdisha, but very basic nekuda. So obviously now we can understand a little bit better why Reb Meir excludes tloy nofo v'kivish or balabayis. Because even though you use the hook, you use the tloy on to hang it up, but that's not the usage, is not the point, because that was never mechubar to the usage of the kli. The point is only that even though the usage is not mechubar, but the zach itself is part of the kli, it's not if it's taken off very often. So a balabayas that doesn't use the kli very often, the Tversol explains that he'll take off, in order to store it properly, he'll take off the hook at the end, because he's not too often using it that he hangs it up on the wall. That's a show balabai, he's not using it professionally, so that's why it's not part of the kli. Now, here's for the exceptions to the chachomen that hold kulon toherim, which, yeah, chutz mitloy nofo shel salosin, there's a sifter that's used for soilus, for, it sounds like something more commercial, for vendors of soilus, utloy kivras geronois. A geron is a silo. What it means over here, the Mepharshim explain over here, is that the people that harvest fields, they have sifters to go through big kamuyos. You're talking about big kalim. So big kalim will say that over there the tloy is part. Why? Because it's taka used as part of it. Maybe you hang it up because it's heavy to hold in your hand. So you have something to hang it on. It makes it easier to use. There it's mechubar to the etzem hishtamshus of the kli. That's that knech. According to Chacham, that's what you need. Utloy magal yad. A magal yad, as you have all over Shas, is a sickle that's used by hand. It's not a machine. It's swung with the hand, and it cuts through in the field. Utloy makal habaloshin. The baloshin are people that look for smuggled goods. So they have these sticks that they use to poke around people's suitcases or boxes, wagons that pass by to see if there's any contraband inside. So both of these, the Mepharshim explained that the person who's using it puts his hand inside the tloy to have a better grip when he's swinging the kli back and forth. So memela, it's a chelik of the hishtamshus of the kli, like we explained according to Chacham. And that's what the Mishnah says. Mepnei shehem misayin b'shas melacha. They help you do the melacha itself. Not just the mechubit to the kli, the mechubit to the hishtamshus of the kli. Zeh haklal. Ha'osu l'sayeh b'shas melacha. Tomei. Ha'asui litloy, if it's just made to hang it up, it's not part of the ishtamshus of the kli itself, tohor, again, this is the klal according to Chacham, Ramei holds not that way. Mishnah hey, rachas shel goroisois. A rachas, the Mephoshim explain over here, is something that's used to gather up a lot of little pieces. Lamashul, somebody harvests a field of beans, lentils. There's a lot of pieces lying around on a surface, on a board, in a kli. So he's scooping up a large volume. He used this kli, rachas. I don't know exactly what it looks like. One thing will be clear, Behemshcha Mishnah, is that it's not flat. It has a base kibble, and it gathers up somewhat like a spoon type of shape, and it scoops up. It's a scooper of some type. It scoops up a whole handful of groisos, in this case, lamashul, means beans. And the purpose of scooping it up is to put it into a rechayim, to grind it into small pieces. So, even though it has a clay kibble, which l'chayra, it should be metame, it has a functioning purpose, there are those that are metame, there are those that are not metame. The Mishnah is going to delineate. Rachas shel groisos, the ones that are used for pulim, beans, that type of thing. Tmeo are really kabel because there's a clay kibble. Shel oitzois, oitzois means tvua, tohoira, because those don't actually pick it up. What they do is they push the pile of tvua into a pile that's easier to scoop up, but they don't do the kibble itself. Shel gitois, a gas is a wine press. And these are used to be moitzi, the psoilus of the crushed grapes and the seeds from the press. This way more wine could be processed more efficiently. That's tmeo because that holds on to the psoilus when it's pulled out. It has a clay kibble and it's used as such. Shelgronois, if it's in a goyrin, which is a silo, and it's used just to push the tvua with the wind, b'shas hazria, the standard way of doing zayra, which is to throw the tvua into the wind, the chaff is separated, it's much lighter, the psoilus is separated, it flies away, and the tvua goes down to the ground. So there was a kli that was used, sometimes you do a pitchfork, you pick up a pile of tvua, you throw it up in the air. Sometimes it's used with some type of rachas, shel gronois. Over there, it's not really a clay kibble, therefore tahira. Zaklal, hosi lekabola tome, lekinus, for gathering things together, that's not a clay kibble. Even though it goes into the kli, but it's really just a way of moving it from side to side. It's not meant to keep it, to hold it, to store it. Therefore, tahar. Now, we explain the Mishnah in a very defined way. The truth of the matter is, that's the stomiest, is that they have to be talking about something where the tsuras hakli, that both of them have a clay kibble, is there, but the functioning, is the clay kibble actually used for kibble, or it's just used for pushing things from side to side? That's what the Mishnah sounds like. Lemaisin, when you take a look at the Tosis Yomtiv and the Mishnah Achreina, they bring down different pshatim. Tosis Yomtiv brings from the Maram that the reason why Shel Gronis is Tahira, because it doesn't have a clay kibble. The chilek in the Mishnah is what has a clay kibble, what doesn't have a clay kibble. Doesn't sound that way in the Mishnah. You look at the Mishnah Achreina, he says that it has a clay kibble, but it has to be used for Kabbalah, which is the way we explained it. Kir Sefer, in Perkei Mehuchas Kelim, from the Mabit, on the Rambam, says Chiddush. He says that we're talking about Itaka doesn't have a clay kibble. Remember that clay eats. Kleitz pshutim, in certain instances, are mekabel tumah. Our discussion in the Mishnah is when the kli, the pshute kleitz, are mekabel tumah, when they're not. When they're serving on a way that's bedoymel lekibel, even though it doesn't have a really a functional base kibel, so then it is mekabel tumah. When it's not really serving as a kibel of any type, but it's just pushing things from side to side, then they weren't goyzer. So that's a third pshat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.